today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to listen to this episode. Today, Saturday, is 22nd of the month of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of February, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We are with you on today's special. And of course, in this part, we'll listen to verse 7 of chapter As-Saff from the Holy Quran, and then we'll learn more about this verse.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ وَهُوَ يُدْعَى إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
And who is more unjust than one who invents about Allah untruth while he is being invited to Islam? And Allah does not guide the wrongdoing people.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The point is that the prophets call people unto Islam, namely guidance in which the people's physical and spiritual health lies. Those who deny the prophets are the worst of people, since they not only wrong themselves and deprive themselves of happiness and have contented themselves to stay with disbelieving and irreligious people and their bestiality without taking any step toward happiness, but also when man fails to seek guidance and wrong himself, God Almighty will not guide him. Such wrongdoers wrong people as well, since they impede them from being guided. God Almighty will never guide such people, since wrongdoers are not subject to being guided.
فلسطین امروز در رأس مسائل سیاسی دنیای اسلام با امت اسلامی است. همه موظفند از فلسطین و آزادی فلسطین و نجات ملت فلسطین دفاع کنند و براش مجاهدت کنند و کار کنند.
Today, the issue of Palestine is at the top of the political issues of the world of Islam and the Islamic Ummah. Everyone is responsible towards defending Palestine and the freedom of Palestine and the Palestinian nation. Everyone is responsible towards fighting and working to that end.
دشمن در این زمینه هم درمونده است. این رو بدانید. در قضیه فلسطین دست‌های اینها بسته است. با این کار هم ضربه بزرگتری خواهند خورد. بلا شک دنیای اسلام در مقابل اینها خواهد ایستاد.
The enemy is desperate in this regard. You should know this. Their hands are tied on the issue of Palestine. Without a doubt, by doing so, they will receive a harsher blow and the world of Islam will stand up against them.
We're going to speak about independence and the Islamic Revolution. According to Imam Khomeini, may Allah rest his soul in peace, independence has two dimensions. One of these is to eradicate colonial components. Another aspect is considered as a prelude to performance of a government, which means it should not associate it to the East and the West. Great Imam Khomeini exemplifies these great objectives by using expressions such as cutting off hands of foes from the Islamic states, or abandoning friendships with the arrogant, and removing dominance of colonial power.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. In this video, we shall be talking about the Islamic Revolution and its difference with other revolutions. The revolution that happened in Iran. Fred Halliday, a researcher of global revolutions, also believes that in terms of bringing extensive segments of the people into play, the Islamic Revolution is the greatest revolution in history. Whereas in the Russian Revolution, only a section of the working class and the Bolshevik Party were involved in the revolution. The second factor, or the second characteristic that we are going to talk about, is the having decisive and clear leadership. In terms of leadership, the Iranian Revolution is unique, because in the French Revolution, there was no single decisive leadership. And at the forefront of the revolution, there was also a party leader who could not claim complete and decisive leadership over the general public. But at the forefront of the revolution and revolutionary people of Iran, there was a leader who spoke from the position of a popular Islamic religious authority and had a religious and political connection with the masses. The third characteristic that we need to talk about is having a divine Islamic ideology, that is, religious orientation. The religious orientation and divine Islamic ideology is one of the fundamental characteristics of the Islamic Revolution.
In the month of Bahman, the month of Islamic Revolution, be with today's special.
It's nice to look at Islamic Revolution quotes. Sheikh Abdul Aziz Awda, the then spiritual leader of the Islamic Jihad movement of Palestine, says, "The Islamic Revolution revived the lost hope within the hearts of Muslims. Today, Muslims are not like orphans anymore. A huge power has now emerged to support them. The Islamic Revolution proved that the Muslim nations can achieve victory, regain their glory and grandeur, and defeat their enemies." This is today's special, an Iran Islamic Revolution. Now we look at the achievements of four decades. That one of them is freedom from imperialism. Independence was another demand of the Iranian nation in the revolution. This stemmed from the fact that the former regime was fully dependent on the U.S. and it took no decision without the Washington's information beforehand. Other countries like Britain, France, and Germany were also complicit with the U.S. in plundering the resources of Iran. Even the fabricating regime in Tel Aviv was engaged in looting the resources of the country. This was very humiliating, and the nation couldn't tolerate it. The Islamic Revolution became a role model for other nations who seek to come out of the yoke of domineering powers and determine their affairs independently. Now, the Islamic Republic of Iran, relying on the votes of people, administers the country without foreign interference, and this has infuriated the Western colonialists, especially the Great Satan, the U.S. Plus, Iran continues taking independent stances strongly in accordance with its national interests and support of the oppressed and downtrodden people in the world.
Independence, a long-time passion and struggle for Iran, with a history of dictatorship, puppet leaders and coup d'etats, Iranians are vehemently against interference, and a lot of their experiences of exactly that, interference, are bitter memories of America. 1953 in Iran, the first democratically elected Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh is in power. He's widely popular for nationalizing the country's oil industry and taking it out of the hands of the big Western oil giants. As Mossadegh's popularity and power grows, the Shah flees to America. While there, American CIA organizes a military coup d'etat against Mossadegh and replaces him with the Shah, who returns to Iran and maintains an ever closer relationship with the US government. The Shah was an autocratic ruler, seen by most as a puppet to the United States, who felt indebted to give them whatever they wanted. The relationship between the two reached new levels on October 3, 1964, when Iran's parliament ratified a law giving Americans in Iran indefinite immunity. Those were the words that sowed the seeds of the Islamic Revolution.
As he began to speak the truth about the corruption of the monarchy, he gained more and more supporters. He became, of course, we know in the course of history, he became an Ayatollah Lozma, or a Grand Ayatollah. And at that time, he had many followers. He became the Marje Taqlid, or the person worthy of emulation, for maybe, we estimate, 60% or 70% of all Shia Muslims in the world.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special under the title of Islamic Revolution of Iran. Inshallah, we continue this topic in these days that are the days of the month of Bahman, according to solar calendar. That is the month of the victory of Iran's revolution. Thank you very much, and fi amanillah.
Ali, 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 Ali,